and welcome to our new talks from GameIndustry.com. I'm Shella.
And I'm Drew, and together we're arguing about the things that really matter in games.
We are, yep. And it's the biggest week in games.
It is. This
I think
is
it's safe to say.
The thing that really matters.
Yeah. So do you want to introduce our topic, Drew?
Yeah, well, we're going through our E3 sorts. We've watched some of the conferences. Some of them haven't happened yet. The Nintendo one hasn't happened yet, but unfortunately, due to timing constraints, we're not going to be able to cover that on this episode. But we've definitely looked at the Microsoft one, the Sony one, the EA one, I almost said the E3 one then, and the Bethesda, and the other one was
Ubisoft,
that was it.
Yeah, so we've covered them all so far,
and
we've picked out, we've picked our cherries from the cherry tree that is, the cherry orchard that is E3 2016.
Yes, we have. So where shall we jump in? Shall we start with the Microsoft conference? Did you have any big overarching thoughts on that one? Did you, was there anything that jumped out at you at Microsoft? Was it good? Was it bad? Was it
It was okay, I thought. I think they just did a pretty good job. It was quite sort of staid and corporate, I felt. Yeah,
that was definitely the feeling I had. I also noticed that in a couple of the publisher conferences, but particularly the EA one. It was it's always awkward when it's a game conference and they're presenting to an audience who are interested in games, and it's just a corporate sort of suit standing on the stage reading from an auto cue and not really,
and sort of like delivering poor gags and then like pause for applause. You can tell when it's pause for applause on the auto cue, and then they have to get the front row clappers to kind of, so some of it was a bit awkward, but I thought they did a pretty good job and they had some nice announcements. They had some of my favorite announcements actually at Microsoft.
Yep. Well,
some of my favorite things.
Go on then.
So shall I kick off then?
Fire away.
I mean, the two that stood out for me was Inside and We Happy Few. So Inside is by the people who developed Limbo, which was that, much lauded and much aesthetically copied little indie title. And Inside looks like a, I suppose it's a sort of shift in tone, but sort of not as well, because it's more sort of Kafka-esque. Mm. It's much more, well, it's urban, so we're not in a wood, we're not a little boy, these are grown-ups. It seems like there's maybe some sort of totalitarian regime. We don't really know very much, but what I know so far, I think I want to play that game.
Yeah, well, the thing that struck me about it is that it, you were talking about how other games have copied the look of Limbo. I think this game sort of did the same thing. I mean, obviously it's the same developers, they can't be accused of copying themselves, but that last shot at the end of the fairly short trailer, the two characters in the window looked like the silhouette of the Limbo guy, which I... I'm not sure whether it's meant to be in the same universe or whether it's meant to be its own thing, it definitely... They were definitely referencing the Limbo art with that, I thought.
Yeah. Well, it didn't give me that feeling at all, just because it's like everything's sort of straight and angular, because it's that urban setting, sort of high rise and sort of factories and, not in the woods, so I just didn't get that. But yeah, I see what you mean.
The second
monochrome.
Half, yeah, the second half of Limbo does sort of... It's been a long time since I've played it, but as I recall, the second half, there is sort of an urban area with a lot of electronics and stuff. It's not solely forest. But
that's true.
I really like Limbo, so I'm interested to see where Inside goes. And
me too.
See what relationship, if any, it has with the first game.
Yeah,
if it is the second game in that series, which I don't think they're marketing it as.
No. But I love a bit of Kafka, so yeah. Yep. speaking of which, We Happy Few looks like another one that takes that sort of Kafka-esque type of sort of urban, unsettled kind of the faceless overlords type feel. and takes a lot from A Clockwork Orange, I think, in terms of its aesthetics, the kind of clown masks that everybody's wearing and stuff, and the real Britishness of the whole setting just really reminded me of that Kubrick film.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely a lot of Clockwork Orange there. There's also a bit of sort of BioShock in it, in sort of the ships and visual design, and there was another thing it reminded me of, but I can't recall it at this moment. But I just really like the big huge smiles that the bad guys had. The idea that that's how they're controlling everything is through the drugs that make you happy, and the
Yeah, the
bad guy,
joy drug.
yeah, the joy.
It's like, oh no, he's a downer.
Yep. That's quite interesting.
It looks really cool. It looks really creepy.
I'll be interested to see if it can sort of expand. That was a very sort of small enclosed area, and it delivered the sort of idea behind the game very well. I'll be interested to see how that plays out in a full game.
As a story, yeah. Also, it looks like, see, something's triggered a memory of his. We got a lost brother or something.
Is that so? Is this game something that's been teased prior to this? Because I've got no familiarity with it. Is this something that's new? This
Yeah, I do remember it at last E3.
Oh, right, fair enough.
Yeah, but I think it was like a real brief, you know, it's like, and we work with lots of independent studios. It was one of those where it's like bang, 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 bang. And it was one of those, as was Inside, it was in that, you know, sort of here are the indies.
Yeah, so that's
it's,
definitely one I'm going to be keeping an eye on, I think.
yeah. Is there anything else that Microsoft pulled out of the bag?
There was Sea of Thieves, which I know you didn't see that one, but I thought it was fairly interesting. The general it's a game by Rare. The general sort of premise of it is that it seemed to be that it's a cooperative pirate ship game, in which you take control of a ship and you go out on a big open world sea with all other players, sailing around and doing their own thing. And you cooperate to run the ship. So the point that they made in the trailer was that the captain, or the guy who is steering the ship, can't see what's in front of him because the sails are in the way. So he talks to his co-op partner, who informs him of what's going on. And I think it was four players to a ship. It wasn't that clear how they were doing it. So you'd have someone on the cannon, someone on the sails, someone on, this and that. And it seemed like a really interesting idea and a really sort of original concept for a game, but watching it, I knew that it's a game that I'm never going to play, because I can't the thing I don't play much multiplayer as it is, and the reason I don't play much multiplayer is because I know that if I screw up, there's going to be somebody getting angry at me. If I'm playing on with it's like four people who I've just connected to through Xbox Live, it's going to be some guy at the wheel just on his microphone. It's like, you've got to do this with the sails. You've got to turn the left.
You
No,
idiot.
Oh, thanks for ruining it for everybody, guy. So yeah, just not interested in that experience. So, which is a
Oh,
shame.
you can play with me. I'd just be as crap as you.
We'll be the worst pirates on the set.
So yeah, that's a video that people might want to see. Us going around in circles on the high seas. That sounds pretty interesting, though. I like the idea of pirate games.
I mean, that's the thing. I like that. I thought Assassin's Creed 4 was a lot of fun. I didn't put that much into it, but the stuff where I was actually in control of a pirate ship, I thought was a lot of fun and just
Yeah, it was good fun.
visually fun.
Anything else at Xbox before we move on
No,
to?
I don't think there was that much. There was a lot of sort of extremely standard, 18 to 25-year-old male Gears of War, Killer Instinct, Forza Horizon
Yeah,
stuff.
one of the things I wrote down was guns and
Yeah,
cars.
the first 15 minutes of it, I was just, and the thing is, I like Gears of War. I've played through the entire original trilogy with a friend of mine, but the trailer for this one, I thought this is just more Gears of War. There's nothing new about it. This could be a trailer for it looks a bit
Any
better,
of
but this
them,
could be a trailer for the first one as well. And
and the woman could have been a man.
she could have.
You know, there was just nothing about her that was.
Her name is Kate, but spelt KAIT, which I
Yeah,
thought was a bit
yeah,
silly.
yeah. But
There was some really dumb dialogue in that trailer as well. There was, "We're getting
yeah.
my mother back," which I thought.
Oh God, it was. It was just awful. Yeah, it was. But yep, so we'll move on to
Yeah,
Sony
let's do it.
next. I thought this was a great
Yeah,
conference.
I mean, as always, Sony win on presentation. They've got a much
Yeah.
more artistic eye than
They
Microsoft tend to
do.
have. They opened with
Yeah.
a live orchestra. And
No, that was just
it
fantastic.
was, yeah. And then it was straight into God of War,
Yeah,
which
which looked
it did
amazing.
look pretty good.
I've never played a God of War game, so I'm just like, oh, it's some big guy just smashing stuff up, and then, but I've got this thing for Vikings. I love Vikings, and I was just like, oh, this is cool. And it started with the little boy, and I thought that was a nice little way of leading us in. And then everybody cheered when they saw the guy, and I was like, oh, is this God of War?
Yeah.
And yeah.
I mean, I've not played much God of War. I played a little bit of it. I know the sort of basics of it. It's, very fast-paced combat and then very big bosses or very, very big, pretty bosses, which I thought was good. I thought Kratos was an awful dead. There's this.
Is he the dad?
Yeah,
Oh, I just, because I didn't take him as the dad. I thought he was just like a,
well, I mean,
I don't
that's what I'm
know,
assuming. Maybe they'll
guardian.
turn out to be more
Yeah.
to it than that. But there's this bit, at the beginning, he's like, "It's your hunt. Show me what you know." And then the kid
Yeah.
goes out and does this, and he fires the bow, and he's like, "No, only fire when I tell you to fire." I'm like, oh, God. He's one of those, constant, inescapable verbal traps type characters,
Yeah.
which I thought was just, oh, imagine having him
I
as your.
quite I liked the fact that they kind of hung a lantern on that though, when he at the end they were sitting looking out over the horizon, and the boy almost mimicked his stance, and he went to comfort him but couldn't, and so just pulled out the knife out of the sort of dead deer, like wiped off the blood and gave it to him. That was as tender as it gets. I thought that was funny. And I really liked when he shot the arrow in him. He was like, I'm so sorry. He's like, just find your deer.
The thing I did notice about that is that for a game which is set in this sort of mythical, mythological past, the his son speaks with like
Yeah.
millennial
He's like,
inflection.
I'm like, toast sorry.
There was some kind of really silly dialogue in that trailer as well. There was what or just stuff that's. I mean, we I talked about this when we were doing talking about Beyond Two Souls way back. It was that dialogue which is only there because it sounds cool in the moment, and it doesn't. If you think about it for more than a second, it doesn't really make sense. There was a, "I thought your mother told you how to hunt. She did, but I never had to kill anything." I was like, "Really? How did that work then?" What was she teaching exactly? How to miss with the bow? I don't have much more to say about that. I'll probably play that at
No.
some point when it comes out. It looks fairly interesting.
Yeah, it looks pretty damn gorgeous. What else was Sony? Well, there's The Last Guardian, which has got a date now.
Yep,
What is it?
finally a concrete date.
25th of October or something. So yeah, it's happening. It looks everything we want The Last Guardian to look, sort of poignant. Please don't let the creature die.
It's gonna be
Please, please, please.
the creature dies or the boy dies. It's gonna be one
I
of those two.
know, please, I can't cope if any of them die. So yeah, it looks gorgeous and yeah,
It seemed
everything.
sort of perfunctory that it was in there. It was not a long trailer. There was not much to it,
No.
and like even the audience said when the name The Last Guardian came up, they were like, "Yeah, okay." And then the date came out, the date of release, and suddenly everyone went wild. Finally, finally, it's
Yay.
actually coming out.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think they really need to show anything. They just need to release the game because people are just going to buy
Yeah,
it.
we are only. Is it October? So that's 4 months, is it? Something like that.
Yeah, I know. Not long at all, and it'll finally be here, and hopefully it'll be
I mean,
everything.
I do want to play it, but I do just kind of want them to delay it for another year, just so everyone gets furious about
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I just want to be that. I want that to be the running joke. We need a new Duke Nukem Forever.
Yeah. I want them to do a re-release because that was one of the sort of trends of, if you want to put it that way, of E3 this year, was there are demos, the return of the demo. It's like, like Doom is free all
Go
week.
on, that's.
There are a couple of other things. You've got free Skyrim, coming from Bethesda.
It's free if you own the original
Yeah, if you
Skyrim
owned it,
and all the
but Doom
DLC.
is an actual demo, and there are a couple of other ones that are doing things like that.
Yeah.
And or just they re-release the old games in the series. And so they haven't done Shadow of the Colossus or Ico for PS4, and I thought that would have been nice
Yeah.
to at least get Colossus on there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how difficult it would be, but it seemed they, I mean,
Yeah.
they did those HD remasters for the PS3. It doesn't seem like it would be that much work to get them going on PS4.
No,
So,
it would just be nice to just be able to play it on PS4,
yeah.
no matter what it looked like.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely. Well, I mean, you say that, but have you played the PS2 version of Shadow of the Colossus recently? It runs at about 12 frames per second. It is,
okay, a
it's a
bit
great game,
Tyrannosaurus.
but you are fighting against the frame rate the whole
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so what was the Oh, the next one that I think we both had on our list was Detroit Become
New
Human.
Quantic Dream, David Cage, masterpiece.
Yeah,
Yeah.
so this is on my
Yeah.
list, but it's there with a caveat.
Yeah. Yeah. The exactly the same. Like it looks like it could be fantastic. It
Yeah, it
like it
does.
was
Loving the subject
yeah.
matter. And the whole sort of
As with
ghost in the shell type.
any Quantic Dream game, it looked gorgeous. It was well animated, well acted, and
Yeah.
the idea that
Good dialogue.
The idea that they present, I don't know if that's necessarily a feature of Quantic Dream games. It's,
That's true, that's true.
definitely some awful dialogue in Beyond Two Souls.
Yeah.
But the
It's a good
situation as presented was like it owed a lot to Blade Runner, but it was it seemed like it'd be something that would be interesting to play in again like in like with We Happy Few. It looked interesting in an enclosed short story sort of format. If it was like you can imagine them releasing the scene that they had in the demo in the trailer as a demo, like they did with
Yeah.
Heavy Rain. There was they released a short scene and you could play
Well, the
through that.
game, because it's weird, because this game is based on that tech demo they did years ago. Was she called Maya, or
I can't
who
remember. I know
she
the one you're
called?
talking about.
Yeah, about the female android that's woken up and then she doesn't want to get switched off again.
Yeah.
And so this game is basically, I thought, because do you remember the teaser they did last year for this?
Yeah.
Which was a girl walking through the streets of, I'm guessing, Detroit,
Yes.
and seeing other androids around and things like that, and she was looking in shop windows and stuff. But she wasn't in this, so I wonder if that's changed and now she's not in it.
Yeah.
It's possible creative works change all the time.
I
She
mean,
becomes something
my
different.
first reaction was slightly disappointed that she wasn't the protagonist because I thought she looked very
Yeah,
interesting and it,
and could easily have been.
yeah, and
Why did it have to meet? To be Andrew or whatever he was
yeah,
called.
I can't remember, generic white dude in a suit.
Yeah.
Like he's an android, but that's about all he's got going for him. But
Yeah.
he did remind me of what's his face, the one who looked like the lost Franco brother in Beyond Two Souls. What was his name? You know the guy, the CIA guy.
Oh,
He
right, yeah.
reminded me of him quite a lot.
Yeah. I
But
remember it so long ago I played
fair enough. But yeah,
that.
I thought it looked really interesting in the
Yeah.
immediate. I'll be interested to see if they can turn that into a whole game where the story
Yeah.
does stay as reactive and
Yeah.
brilliant as
Yeah.
promised. I'm not
Yeah,
convinced
and
that
the
that's
fact that
possible.
you get to replay, I don't know if you remember the Konami game. You probably don't. Probably nobody does apart from me, but I love this game called Shadow of Memories, where you got to rewind and kind of try and
I
figure out this mystery story.
very vaguely remember reading sort of reviews of it, but yeah, I'm not familiar with it.
Yeah, were the reviews good?
I
It
can't remember.
was a flawed game, but I just loved it. I loved the atmosphere of
Yeah.
it. But yeah, so I the rewind aspect, or however it works, is really interesting. And it looks like there are loads of different story, branching story endings you can get. That's the impression they were giving in the trailer, anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, an interesting one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably gonna get that if yeah, probably day one now that I think about it. But I'm not
Yeah, I probably
convinced that it's
will,
going to be
but
brilliant.
yeah, I won't be surprised if I'm disappointed. But hopefully I won't be. Come on, David Cage.
Yeah, I'm rooting for him.
Yeah.
So you,
So what else do we?
well, next up, I know you weren't that interested in this one since it's a horror game, but there was the Resident Evil 7 reveal, which
Oh yeah, that did look
it
nice.
did look interesting. It was like the way it was presented. I mean, it reminded me very much of the opening of PT. Where it starts with your character, sort of, it's in first person. Your character wakes up on the floor, gets up and looks around. It's this very spooky environment that they have to explore. And
Yeah.
from a while, I was really excited that, oh, this may be the follow-up to PT that we're all
Oh, right.
hoping Hideo Kojima is working on. And it wasn't, but it was.
It didn't feel like a Resident Evil
No, that
game.
was the thing. I was really surprised when that came up because
Yeah.
comes up as the Roman numeral 7. I thought, oh, this is called
Yeah.
7,
Yeah.
and then Resident Evil fades in. I was like, oh my God, because
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the original Resident Evils. Like they were the games I played probably most when I was
Yeah. It did make me
my
think of
teens.
you when I
Yeah.
saw like Drew will be happy.
Yeah, I mean, and I am, but the Resident Evil stuff
Or
I love, yeah,
intrigued, at least.
exactly. The Resident Evil stuff I love is the original trilogy and to a lesser extent Code Veronica, the third person static camera angles, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It was always third person,
It
wasn't
was, and
it? You had
like I
characters. But I
appreciate
suppose it's because of the VR, I guess, that.
that, yeah, there is that as well, but so. This doesn't feel like a Resident Evil game because, well, it does because you've got the 4 to 6 stuff is action games which aren't like the originals, but I know they're never going to make another original style Resident Evil. But every time they make a new Resident Evil, I'm just disappointed that it's.
A little bit of you
Yeah,
dies.
exactly. But I mean, it does look good. But like, I was
Yeah.
interested in what I saw. It was a bit sort of incongruous, where he wakes up, he answers the phone, and the voice says, "If you don't get out of there, they will kill you," which is a little
Yeah.
bit cliche, but it's Resident Evil. That's fine. And but then he just sort of potters around the house. He looks in a pot for some reason. He doesn't seem to make any effort to actually leave the house, which I thought.
And then that person darts across the doorway, and then, oh God, yeah, that was creepy as hell, basically. I was just like, I'm so not playing this game. It looks
I'm
good,
probably
but
not going to play it in VR.
I know you'd have to be insane in the fucking membrane to play that in VR. I'd just be like, oh, no. I was just imagining myself trying to play that in VR, and I was just like, no, and no. I'm sorry, I'm just a big scaredy cat when it comes to games. I can watch horror movies, I just can't do horror games because I just pray that all the doors are locked and then I can go home.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a great horror game. You just wake up in a room, you can't get out of it. That's it. That's the end of
Yeah, just get in bed. In Silent Hill, it would be like that.
it.
It's like, oh, thank God it's locked.
Yeah.
Whew. And then when it opens, I'm like, oh no, I don't want to go through the door, don't make me. And then of course to tickle your horror bone once more, we had Hideo Kojima
Yeah, there we are.
on
So.
Sony now.
After I'd been disappointed that Resident Evil
Yeah.
didn't turn out to be, Hideo Kojima's Silent Hills under another name, that it turned out that that was happening also. So yeah, I was very pleased. I had a big grin on my face when Hideo Kojima came out, and he was like, "I'm back," and I was like, "Yeah, you
Yeah,
are."
I thought that was nice.
Yeah,
That's
it
cute.
was.
Yeah, I think, well, I've said to you before the show that I'm not as
Yeah.
hugely in love with Kojima as the rest of the industry is.
And I mean,
I didn't like the Metal Gear games. I get that they're great games, but that's pretty much all he's done.
yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't know how you can call someone a genius who's just done one game
Yeah.
series. I know he did Zoe and he did do other stuff. But I want to see him, now he's cast off what has, he's saying were the shackles of Konami. I want to see what he can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I don't want to paint myself as a massive sort of Hideo Kojima fanboy, and he can do no wrong. There are definitely things about him that I don't like, but he's such a sort of original and interesting creative forces, even within the sort of five mainstream
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid games. So those games, apart from the first two, they all have something very different about them. They're all very sort of their own thing.
Yeah.
And I think
I
that the kind of stuff
appreciate
that he
that,
does,
but
yeah. I want to see that turned on to Silent Hill. I think he's just the perfect guy to do something interesting with that. And so he's not going to be doing Silent Hill now, but this
No.
seems very much like he's just, all right, well, I'm going to make my horror game, which is a lot like Silent Hill, and starts the same guy who is going to be in my Silent Hill, but it's not going to be
Yeah.
Silent Hill, but it will be
Yeah.
really, I hope, anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope this is a sort of blossoming of talent that I haven't yet seen.
No mention of Guillermo del Toro, though, unfortunately.
No,
So,
that's another person who everybody lauds a lot more than I
yeah.
do. He draws good monsters, but
What else do you want in a
not
horror in a horror video game?
that.
You want that visual style. You want that interesting sort of. I mean,
Yeah, but people, sort of put him on this pedestal, and film fans put him on this pedestal that I just don't think he deserves.
fair enough.
He's good, but he's not Orson Welles.
I suppose not. I want to see what Orson Welles' horror video game would be like.
Yeah, weird.
That's about all I have to say about Death Stranding, except that it has a stupid name.
Yeah, it did.
I'm sure it'll fit into the lore and actually be very good, but it just sounds a bit awkward.
Yeah, it just sounds like a bad translation of something.
Yeah.
I'd like to talk a little bit about Dishonored 2, which was on the Bethesda.
Yeah, now I didn't see the Bethesda thing, so this will be new to me.
It just looked absolutely gorgeous. Really, really rich setting, and during the demo they were talking about how they really thought about this world and the sort of how the architecture of the world had changed throughout history. So there were kind of layers of storytelling in the setting, which I really liked that idea, and that there are posters on top of posters, so there's like old adverts from previous generations and things like that. Yeah, I don't know if you played the original Dishonored.
I played the first level of it. Not didn't play
Okay,
a lot of it. I wasn't that.
it didn't grab you.
No, I say that. I played a bit further than that. I played to the bit. There's a character who is voiced by I think it's Susan Sarandon.
Is that?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
it's an old lady that you find in the second or third area or
Yeah.
something like that. I think it's Susan Sarandon. It's an actress of that sort of.
Note.
Yes, I got to her, and not much further.
Oh, okay. I just really enjoyed the setting and the kind of open style play, kind of Hitman style play of the
Yeah.
levels that you can go about it your own way. And it seems like it's just a lot more of that. There's new setting. So you've left Dunwall and you go, it's a much sort of brighter looking city because it's down in the south, so it's sunnier. It's always sunnier in
Yeah.
the south. Yeah, it just looks really pretty.
Yeah.
Looks like a cool story. So you play as the girl that you were rescuing in the first one.
All right, I see.
She's now the Empress, and you can play as her or as Corvo, her
All
father,
right.
who's also in the first one. So yeah,
Well, you
so
just spoiled the ending for me.
I'm sorry. So everyone's fine in
Yeah.
the first
Well,
one.
no, I didn't know that he was her father.
Oh right, I see, sorry.
No, it's fine. I'll play it at some point, but
I think we've passed the spoilers
yeah. The
timeline
statute is
for
expired.
Dishonored.
Just fill us with a ghost.
And then was there anything else? I've got two more little tiny mentions.
Let me
Have you got
handle it. There was, I
anything?
mean, there were a couple of things. Final Fantasy 15. I was looking at it. I'm a big Final Fantasy fan of the games back in the day. And I wasn't. I'm not that excited
I
for this
thought that
one.
looked really boring.
I don't know whether it'll be boring or not. It's just that it's not Final Fantasy anymore. That I want them to
Yeah,
make
that's the feeling I
a
got.
turn-based RPG again. You know, something big open world, big story, towns, characters you can go around and level up and do that. And they're just not making those games anymore.
No, and I don't really like the style either,
You know?
the aesthetic style that they've gone for.
No, it's something that they sort of brought in for when they started doing an expanded universe for Final Fantasy VII. Its Advent Children had the same look, and the new Final Fantasy VII remake has the same look. Yeah, I'm.
It'd be nice if they did, because you know how like Zelda games kind of went one way and then they went super stylized. And I think it'd be nice if Final Fantasy did a sort of like, let's do something different. Let's, kind
Or do something like the
of.
old ones, you know, the classic games that built up the name,
Yeah,
but they,
with the big heads and spiky hair.
well, I mean, yeah, that not so much that. I mean, a lot of that was due to sort of Super Nintendo graphics, where it wasn't so
Yeah,
great.
I know. But yeah, I mean, just play around with the aesthetic. It doesn't have to be this weird, hyper realistic kind of, the hair's super fine and everybody's really white and yeah, kind of sort of weird kind of Western hybrid.
I suppose I'm just disappointed that it's gone action RPG now, because it wasn't an action RPG before. And when they did do a few spin-offs, which were action RPG stuff. They did Dirge of Cerberus, which was a Final Fantasy VII one. They did,
Good name.
yeah, I think Crisis Core had action RPG elements as well. But those games didn't do very well, so I don't understand why they're still going down that route when. You know, the last turn-based one they did, Final Fantasy X and IX before that, were really well regarded and re did really well. But I don't know. That's just me personally going on a bit of a rant about they don't make my favorite game anymore.
So should we do some honorable mentions? Because I think we've kind of got to wrap
Yeah,
the
I mean.
show pretty soon.
Ooh.
So there was like Recore.
Recall looked. Interesting enough.
Looked interesting. Didn't chips that much, but it looked
I
interesting.
mean, I'm not quite sure what kind of genre it's supposed to be, whether it's supposed to be a just a
No.
platformer sort of thing, which is what it kind of looked like, but
Yeah, it seemed cuter, didn't
it
it, this time around than last year. What else was there? There was Hero, what's it, Horizon Zero Dawn.
yeah, that looked really nice. Don't know
Yeah,
if we have
it
enough
did.
information about that to sort of really draw anything out of it, but I.
In terms of story, we don't really
Yeah,
know,
but the
but
combat looked really
gameplay,
sort of very interesting. I was.
it did. Like, and the voice, she sounds like the voice actress who did Chloe in The Last of Us. No, in the Life is Strange.
Oh, right, yeah, it's been a while
I
since
don't
I've
know if
played
it is or not, but she reminded me of Chloe.
that. Yeah, that trailer had some silly lines in it as well. There was she the guy comes running from. I think it's called Mother to Rest or something like that, and he's telling her about the demon that he saw that started corrupting other robots, and she said he's like you have to go the other way, and she's like, I don't believe in demons and I don't run when lives are at stake.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah,
Because yeah, I didn't hear the second line.
seems like a pretty good strategy for getting killed, to be honest. Don't not running when lives are at stake. Do you not run from a tidal wave or nah, I just thought that didn't make a lot of sense, but
It looks pretty
that's very
nice
nippy.
though.
Yeah, it did look nice and it looked like a lot of fun, so I'm probably gonna give that a go when it comes out.
Yeah, I'll probably give that a go. What else was
Were
there?
there new Call of Duty games? Well, the new Call of Duty game and
That Ghost Recon game looks
I didn't
nice.
see that one. That was on the Ubisoft conference, was it?
Ghost Recon
Oh,
Wildlands.
fair.
It looks as grim as all hell, but basically Bolivia's been taken over by the Mexican drug cartels to just turn it into, what do they call it? Like a narco state or something. So it
That's
just
fair.
it's like the world's biggest factory of
All
cocaine.
right, fair enough.
And basically you play the ghosts who go in to but it looked like a bunch of cool characters and looked absolutely stunning and just kind of varied landscapes, sort of helicopter in the jungle and then in sort of kind of slum areas type thing. And yeah, it looked quite interesting. I don't think I'd play it because it looks really grim and depressing, but impressive.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm probably not going to play it either. I've never been a big fan of the
No.
Ghost Recon games.
No, I prefer Ghost Recon to Call of Duty.
Fair enough. I mean, I thought the Infinity War looked really interesting. It was halfway through
Did
that
you? I
trailer.
thought it looked really
Yeah.
boring. I was just like, what the hell is this? This looks so dull. I was just like skipping through the video. I was like, oh my
You
God, it's going on for ages.
didn't like the
What the
space
hell
dog
is it?
fighting. You didn't like the fact that you could get out in the middle of space and grapple around and have fight like that. Fair enough. Well, I did, and
Well,
it was
did
only
you just?
halfway through that trailer did I sort of figure out that it was a Call of Duty game. I didn't know what it was before
Yeah.
then. I thought it's a little bit of a generic space opera thing, but
Yeah, that's exactly what I
it's been
thought.
a
I was
while
like,
since we had a decent space-based game that was, I
yeah.
mean, not like Halo 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
And
It wasn't Halo,
yeah,
yeah.
exactly. So I thought that was quite interesting. And then halfway through, I was like, this gameplay looks very familiar. And it turned out to be the Call of Duty, and I thought, oh, I see now, because I hadn't seen the previous trailers for it.
No, I didn't know it was until the end, and I was like, oh, that makes all sorts of sense now.
And then after that, they sort of announced the a remake of a remaster of Modern Warfare 1, which I'm probably going to use that as an excuse to play that game again, because I've seen a lot of sort of dismissive like stuff on Twitter about, oh, they're just making more Modern Warfare, but I think everyone's forgotten that when Call of Duty 4 came out, everyone thought it was amazing because it was completely different from anything else that had gone before, and it was the stuff, it was the game that set the standard for later games. And the reason that sort of Call of Duty has become sort of stagnant and formulaic is because they keep trying to remake that game. So I'm interested in going back to that and seeing if it does hold up the way it did when I first played it. So yeah, it was an interesting year, I thought, for Call of Duty, even though I don't like Call of Duty that much anymore.
Anymore. And then there was only a tiny little bit about Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yes, it was.
So we didn't really get much in the Mass Effect Andromeda trailer at all, did
No,
we?
not really.
It wasn't even really a proper trailer,
No,
was
it
it?
was more of a
It's
behind the
kind of,
scenes feature.
yeah, that's a very good way of putting it.
Well, I mean, that's the way they sort of introduced it, was to say, oh, it's
Oh,
behind the
okay.
scenes. And I thought then,
Yeah.
well, that's all well and good,
Yeah.
but that's interesting once you've seen what what the actual
Yeah.
final
Yeah.
product is. I'm not
Yeah.
that in.
I get the idea that there's like lots of exploration in it, but it seems like it's almost sort of Star Trek stroke Battlestar Galactica, kind of looking for a new home type thing. Not Star Trek, what's the one? Voyager
Voyager.
sort of style. That's the impression I get that humanity's looking for a new home or something. Because there was lots of different planets, wasn't there? It looks like you meet lots of different
Yeah, I mean,
races.
the premise of it is that you, I think you had to flee your own galaxy and then moving into a new one, which is full of sort of hostile aliens and that when.
Friendly aliens as well, I think.
I imagine so. I think so. Yeah, it wouldn't be much of a Mass Effect game without them. But
No.
it just I remember when they sort of announced that with the first reveal of Mass Effect Andromeda. It's like, well, why do we want? I mean, we don't have any right to be there. Why would we be the good guys in that scenario?
Yeah,
But I was
we'll see. Yeah.
hoping that they sort of might address that a bit more with something in this presentation, but there wasn't.
Well, no, they weren't. But then BioWare is pretty good
Yeah,
at
absolutely.
sort of, taking the hero out of the moral center, kind of, like shifting that, have you really done the right thing? So, I mean, it was quite nice that there were Krogans and Asari were seen in there. So, because I think lots of fans were really worried that we wouldn't see any of the familiar aliens.
Absolutely.
I mean, that didn't bother me so much, but, you know, it's nice to see that familiar kind of Mass Effect feel. And then the last thing that I wanted to mention, which really got even less than Mass Effect, but I'm really excited, is Amy Hennig has moved from Naughty Dog and she's now working on the new Star Wars adventure,
Yep.
which, oh my God. I mean, could Star Wars be in better storytelling hands than Amy Hennig?
No.
But we really didn't. Yeah, the woman that gave us Nathan Drake.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
so
again, yeah, I'm definitely interested in that.
Yeah, there's nothing really to say, but I just wanted to say, give us more.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think so far, I mean, I'm sure there'll be other stuff revealed as the week goes on,
yes.
But I think it's been a surprisingly good E3.
I mean, yeah, it's been good. I mean, the sort of we're mid console cycle now, and the mid console cycle E3s are always a little bit of a lull. They haven't really got anything that exciting to announce.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was that lully.
No, it wasn't. There were definitely some interesting games presented. I didn't think there were any really jaw-dropping moments or anything particularly
No.
wonderfully outstanding.
But it was there's a confidence with everybody. Nobody dropped the ball massively. So, because, you know, it's good when everybody has a good E3 show.
Well, we've still got Nintendo.
It's good
to
for
do
gamers.
For.
Yeah, and we've still got Nintendo, which could go either way. Yep. So, exciting things to happen, and I'm sure we'll have toss to argue when Nintendo.
The one thing we sort of haven't mentioned is the fact that is that they're announcing new, more powerful versions of both the Xbox One and the PS4.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily worth discussing now. I think we could probably do an episode on that.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
We let the dust settle from E3.
Yeah.
I'll go to Glastonbury Festival and come back. And yeah, we'll get into some of the fallout maybe of the show.
Yep. Oh, and Fallout, that was another thing that was announced.
Oh, yeah, Fallout VR.
Yeah, Fallout, yeah. Yeah. Let's not talk about that. We run along as it is, and I could go on Fallout.
So, that was our E3.
Yep.
Tell us about your E3, what your highlights were. Don't forget to give us a like, some comments. You know, those things really do matter. We really love hearing from you.
Yep.
What you want us to argue about next.
We're also on iTunes now, so if you've enjoyed the podcast, please rate us on iTunes. That does that'll help us be spread to more people, and we'll get a bigger audience and we'll be able to do bigger things.
Yeah, so, bigger, more exciting things.
Yes, exactly.
And so, thanks, Drew.
See?
And until next time.
Cheerio.